Blog Talk Radio.
Throwback, oh snap, you've been smacked. Pull back into my word trap. Call me lowercase till I take off cap. Blowing minds off when I'm on attack. It's a wrap around the track with words attached. Pull from that source beyond facts. Got style like a tilted hat. I laugh at my opposition like he is a bat. And I'm the Joker, all white, too much exposure. My light shines so bright, it's a potion. Do it for the dark haters. When I write, I be thinking about you. Frank Ocean, got your mind tripping like it's clumsy. Throw away rappers, cause I'm hungry. Serving like I'm Jeffrey, how can I serve thee? Let me give you rhymes that are worthy. I'm pervy, taking powers with a copy. I keep it clean, you average shows a sloppy. Repeatedly. He drives me, kick my mileage. Not afraid of the storm, perfect pilot. Flies me the great peak, he's the highest. Above this world, it's providing. Shout his game, thumbs up, head down. Follow his will, but weigh more than 7 pounds. I have you passed out by the first round. I have you passed out by the first round. Rhymes are chronic, tell me to go, I'm on it. Run track, you hunt it. You think you got one way to die, I give 100. Combination with punish, metaphorical bondage. You're tied up with all this. You're tied up with all this. Those rhymes are chronic, tell me to go, I'm on it. Run track, you hunt it. You think you got one way to die, I give 100. Combination with punish, metaphorical bondage. You're tied up with all this. Talk is sad.
Oh! How's everybody doing out there? It's your girl, Rayma, and this is Short and Sweet. I just want to give a shout-out to Pocket Size for, you know, letting me have her track and play it for my intro. For those who don't know, I'm actually Pocket Size. For those that don't know it, that I rap. But I just want to thank you for tuning in today. Our topic today is Christian hip-hop, but it's going to be more hip-hop as well, not just Christian hip-hop. Because I listen to all kinds of stuff. I don't just listen to Christian hip-hop. I actually don't even like titling it Christian. But, you know, we'll discuss that later. But I've always been a huge hip-hop person. I listen to all kinds of music, though, which kind of influenced that. I mean, if you ask anybody, they'll tell you my iPod is very interesting. I have all kinds of material. So I'm not just, you know, subject to just hip-hop. But I listen to everything. But I've always liked hip-hop. I grew up with brothers and, you know, people that were way older than me, like my brother Marcus, and he's, I think, what, almost 10 years older than me, maybe, I think. But he listened to a lot of different, you know, Tupac or, you know, some P. Diddy, when P. Diddy was good. What else? Yeah, he listened to a lot of good artists, Nas, Missy Elliott, different people. So I got a mixture of different things. So it really influenced me a lot growing up. But, yeah, Christian hip-hop. People think it's kind of, you know, not as good as secular hip-hop. In my opinion, it's actually starting to get better. I have some favorite artists. A lot of people haven't heard of, which is one of my number one artists, Christian Gray. A lot of people don't even know who that is. He's awesome. He raps and sings. And then there's this guy named Swoop who's actually on the same level as Christian Gray. And their label is called Collision Records. Their music, when I tell you it is so well produced, it is so well produced. They are one of my top favorite artists right now. Swoop, Christian Gray, and then there's Sho Baraka, who used to be on Reach Records with Lecrae. But let me kind of rewind, because most people don't even know who any of these people are that I just named. When I first dipped into Christian hip-hop, I started listening to Lecrae. Lecrae, he's on Reach Records. He was originally on Cross Movement Records' own record label, which was Reach Records. And Lecrae was like, you know, he's still good. He was like, you know, he was like number one. But I started dipping into other artists and finding other artists and found that I liked Swoop a lot more and Christian Gray. And Lecrae is still great. He'll always be great. He's one of the biggest names in the Christian hip-hop genre. But after hearing you know, this other label, Collision Records, I don't know, it just changed everything. Swoop, his lines is ridiculous. I'm sorry. He says the hottest stuff. I tell people all the time, I think Swoop brags on God the greatest. It amazes me. And the reason why I like Collision Record artists more, which is Swoop, Christian Gray, and them, I feel like they talk more about life experiences more than, well, not more than, but I don't know, I get a more deeper emotional connection from Christian Gray's stuff and Swoop's stuff. Their stuff hits me more personally. I feel like they're really giving a life story. Lecrae does the same thing, but I enjoy their music a lot more to a different level. You know, this is all just opinion. I'm not telling you to pick a certain artist or whatnot. But Christian Gray, he's number one, almost number one, because he sings and he raps and he does both so well. And I like that. And I feel like anyone can listen to his music. And that's what I like, artists that anyone can kind of pick it up and listen to, which is why I kind of don't like when people use the word Christian hip-hop, because I feel like it boxes things. And I don't think Christian hip-hop should be like, I don't even like saying Christian hip-hop, because it categorizes something. And it doesn't necessarily need to be like that. Everyone should be able to listen to it. It makes people want to go, okay, well, they kind of come up with their own little judgment, even though people do that anyway. But putting that label on it, I can see why there are Christian artists that don't like to be called Christian artists. I think even Lecrae said that himself, that he prefers not to go by that term because it kind of puts him in the box. He wants everyone to be able to listen to his music. You have churches that do that. I think even my own church had switched their name. It used to be Word of Restoration Christian Fellowship, I think, and they switched something. Anyway, the point is, certain titles can block off people, and I don't really care for the whole, you know, oh, Christian, he's a Christian rapper. That puts him in the box. That means you're going to expect him to only talk about God and say God every 5 seconds. Yes, God is a part of everything, but I don't feel like a Christian song or a Christian rapper or a rapper who is Christian has to say God every 5 seconds. That's not. Sometimes people want to hear things that actually relate to their situations. Yes, God is great. It's great to praise God through your music. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes people want more than that, to have more of a personal experience and connection when they listen to music. If they're going through something, they want to hear something that pulls them through, pertaining to their exact situation, something personal, like a personal connection. But, yeah, Christian Gray does that for me. He's one of my favorite artists. I'm actually going to play one of his pieces. I think he's great. When I heard this song, it's called Long Way Down, and it's on the WLAK album, which is We Live as Kings. It's a group, a rap group, that consists of Christian Gray, Swoop, an artist named Dre Murray, Alex Faith, and they're on Collision Records. These are all great artists, but it's a great song. It might be the song of the year in my opinion, but, you know, that's just my opinion. I'm going to play it.
Just to put me in the dungeon. No, do you know who I am?
gosh. Does anybody hear this note? Oh, I would attempt to hit it, but it's just not going to sound the same. But geez, like, how do you listen to that and not want to listen to Christian Gray? Like, I literally, Carr, who hasn't heard of Christian Gray, that is what pulled me. He sings so well, but also he raps so well. I don't have a rapping piece on here, but he raps so well. And I tell people about him, a lot of people are like, oh, so he's like Drake. That makes me so mad. No offense to Drake fans, but I really take it serious, like a serious insult when they say that. No, because he raps so good. And Drake is a decent rapper. I'm not going to say he's not a good rapper. He's decent. But Christian Gray is a decent rapper and a awesome singer. And I'm sorry, Drake is not an amazing, mind-blowing singer. He can hold a note. I'm not saying he can't hold a note, but it's nothing. It's not that, what you just heard. Anyway, I'm not here to just sit here and compare secular artists to Christian artists. Of course not. But that's not what people don't expect to hear that when I tell them it's a Christian hip-hop song. A lot of people have their kind of, you know, stereotype, oh, it's going to be corny, or, you know, I'm going to hear the word God every 5 seconds, God and Christ and Jesus. Okay. There are songs like that, and I'm not bashing songs like that. I have songs like that on my iPod, but it has enhanced so much more than that, that people don't even realize they're listening to a Christian hip-hop artist half of the time. I mean, people don't really listen to lyrics anymore, but they don't even realize it because the production level has grown so much. And I guess, you know, you can say thanks to people like Lecrae that has kind of brought it to the public's attention that Christian hip-hop is rising up. But you can't even tell. It's just, it's great. The quality is good. That's why I listen to a lot of Christian hip-hop now, because it's really kind of coming up. And I don't just listen to Christian hip-hop because it's Christian. I just simply like my material to have substance and to talk about situations and issues and problems and personal experiences and all that. I get more of that from Christian hip-hop now than I get that from secular stuff that I hear on the radio. There are a few artists that I listen to that are secular. Lupe Fiasco, Kendrick Lamar, who else? J. Cole has some good stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of secular artists that actually still do talk about substance and different things like that, that I still appreciate. And I don't think, you know, if you're Christian, you shouldn't be allowed to listen to some secular artists. You know, do what you want. You know what's best for you. You kind of know what you can handle. You do need to be careful. Of course, people do need to be careful what they put in their ears. But I personally listen to these artists because I'm a writer myself. And I like to have people that, you know, push me lyrically or metaphorically to write better. Like the artist Sho Baraka, when I listen to him, it really gets me in that atmosphere to write deep, metaphorical stuff so much that it kind of blows my mind. Of course, you know, all glory to God, but I have to listen to him. It kind of puts me in that form where I'm ready to write like just deep stuff. I don't know what it is, but when I listen to him, I get like that. And I like listening to artists that really exercise my mind. I don't want straightforward metaphors. I want stuff that makes me think. And that's kind of what I hear on the radio now, is you get a lot of artists that aren't that creative with their lines, and it's very straightforward. Sometimes they're cool lines, but it didn't take much for me to figure out what he said and what it meant. For some reason, I feel like I'm about to be cut off. What's that about? Am I still on? All right, well, I'm just going to keep talking. I don't even know if I'm still going, but I'm just going to keep talking. I'm sorry. Anyway, a lot of artists, they don't exercise my mind on the radio, and I like artists that do. And quite frankly, the Christian hip-hop realm is starting to rise with a lot of those artists. They happen to be Christian hip-hop. I'm sorry. But there is a artist, like I said earlier, Sho Baraka, who just says, man, these lines are ridiculous. I'm just going to go ahead and play one right now.
Yeah. Hello. Speak just like a prophet, I'm beyond pain. Yeah. Bring change to the game like an arcade. Yeah. I love a hova similar to Beyonce. Run circles around squares, y'all in bad shape. I gave up the gold diggers for a short time. The Lord transformed me in my Optimus Prime. Now I walk by faith, yep, it seems backwards. I drink of his blood, homie, with no fear factor. In my book of rhymes, you might find a chapter on how to be an activist, artist, and actor.
Yeah.
Like Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
I love those miseducation songs so much.
I got dumb flow, bringing it to your block, Matumbo. I suggest you stay in your lane or get dunked on. It's Tyson or writing, rapper.
That was Show Baraka. It was supposed to play more, but I don't know what happened. Anyway, that was Show Baraka. I swear, almost every line he said was a metaphor. Like, how do you get to that point where you just write and everything is just double meaning? Sometimes I wonder if he even does it on purpose. You know, I'm not trying to downplay him, but it really does amaze me. That's Show Baraka, number one artist to me. I think a lot of people, you know, underrate him, but he's great. I would put him, I feel like he was born in, like, the wrong generation or something, or maybe the right generation. I feel like he should have been a part of the Fugees. That's how good Show Baraka's material is to me. A lot of people will look him up and might not care for him because his style is different. But I like his style. It's very different. It's unique, but his lines are crazy, and he's Christian, so his material, it's not about the stuff you hear on the radio, of course. And then, you know, I have my other artist, Swoop, who also I put at number one because his lines, I still figure out his lines. He has such a different style. It's, you know, first time hearing him, it's weird and it's hard to get used to because he raps so different. Even the pattern in which he puts his lines is different, which I appreciate him for because not a lot of artists rap the way he does, but it still makes sense at the same time. See if I can play Swoop.
What? Come on, homie, you know who it is. Oh, you don't dag, homie, let me clue you in. The sovereign ruler, kid, everything you do is his. Even that stuff that you breathe in, that breath, he blew it in. Not Martin Luther Jr. Speaking about the one in which Martin Luther schooled us. Not Buddha or Confucius, but the only one that didn't stay in the grave. Only king that's spelled without a little K. Never changing YHWH. Only constant and no vowels. Man, what can you say? Came down the road with us, put a little flesh on. Still kept his holiness. Road got that mesh on. Would live, die, then rise in three. None on earth could sit up in that sovereign seat. Man, you lose your shirt trying to fit his sovereignty. The supreme judge is supreme justice. Full of grace, sitting outside of time, he just is. Supreme was, is, and also coming. On the clouds, trumpets blowing loud. Yeah, he's stunting. Everybody watching. Global paparazzi exercising his will like he stole a rolling Ali. Bossed up is what Jesus is. Called us to be kings for him. All us believers here for pleasing him. Cause Yahweh is the...
That guy, like, man, when I played in my car, it's like the hypest thing ever. I'm sorry. That's why I said Swoop is like the hypest, like, greatest bragger on God ever, if that even makes sense. The way he does it, his energy, Swoop, yeah, number one artist right there. I know I said, like, three different artists were my number one, but it's hard to pick. I have a difficult time picking my favorite artist. It's just difficult. So, yeah, he's a great artist. A lot of people, you know, when they first become Christian or saved or whatnot, they don't know what to listen to. I'm trying to help you. These are artists you need to look into. You have Collision Records with Swoop, Christian Gray, Alex Faith, Show Baraka. Well, Show Baraka is not a part of this exact label. He has his own separate label, I believe, but he features in a lot of this stuff. For those who need some music, here you go. So you don't have to feel like all your good artists are being taken away now that you're Christian. You can't listen to a whole bunch of cursing and whatnot. These are great artists that have substance that don't sound corny or lame. And, of course, there is Reach Records. Earlier, you know, I wasn't trying to say that Lecrae, you know, isn't as good as these artists. everyone has their own opinion, of course. Everyone has their own favorite artist. Lecrae is great, too, because I started with Lecrae. But I kind of just moved on and found other people that is more my style for me as a listener. Because I used to listen to Trip Lee. Trip Lee is another artist that's on Reach Records that was my number one for a while. And he still always will be. It's just I kind of, you know, went in other ways. But it's cool. These are all great artists. I'm just trying to help people and kind of open people's eyes that there are great artists in the Christian spectrum, that it is coming up, and to not just block it off simply because you heard it was Christian or whatnot. Like I said, that's a label that shouldn't always necessarily be said because it blocks off certain listeners simply because you're calling it Christian. And it's much more than that. And I'm going to play something else. It's from me, Pocket Size, and my brother, Cedified. We wrote this a couple of months ago, actually more than a couple of months ago, for a school cypher. For those who don't know what a cypher is, a hip-hop cypher is basically people write like a 16-line verse and rap back to back off of each other. And it's not always 16 lines, I'm sorry. It's whatever lines get chosen or whatever people decide, the amount of lines people decide to write. But, yeah, it's something we wrote for a school cypher, and I think we represent it pretty well. This is just another example. You know, I think decent hip-hop. My brother, he doesn't think he's that great. I think he's amazing, but he never agrees with me. So I'm going to go ahead and play the track.
Here's my action, now let's see your reaction. Show off my words like fashion. My trend seems to bring folks straight out the caption. Cause I serve a man who has the beat like Jackson. Have your ears reset in section? No? Okay, call me Freezer cause my brother is cooler. He coming soon to bring it straight to your cricket medulla. I look small but baby, I promise I own ya. Big words from a girl not bigger than five rulers. But I only got one ruler. Me in a box, judgment is bound, sir. You spotted like a cow, I must you out. A referee, I find everything to sell. My father brings my brain out of anyone's bound. I hold it down, don't think I'm crazy. An outcast just cause my idol wowed.
Yeah, I step on the scene like a defeated Goliath. Small stature, but a humble giant. A boom bapper that shatters your expectations. Or rather, an obedient slave with a hidden dagger. Waiting for the right moment to kill my master. But I'd rather kill master feet. I consider my ability to conduct similes and literature techniques to be a master feat. You think? I'm gonna give you a moment and let you breathe. And get your brain back in sync. Like I'm drowning you in the kitchen of maybe some dirty dishes. My pen stays experimenting. Scientific with a Bill Nye mission. Got your molecules vibing, changing positions. Physics is lyrics. So deep that when I arrive on the beach, the ocean looks mean, lifeguards panic and demand that I leave. Cause they will leave a family, but have to grieve. Cause we can see my slip up and accidentally drown in me. J-S-J. Get with us, or just stay out of our way. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother claims he's not good. All right, sure. Sure, that wasn't good. It's your opinion. But, yeah, that was me and my brother. We also write, as you can see. Well, you guys already knew that I wrote, but I actually have some other material I'm working on. Shout out to DJ Rob for making my beat. I was in Alaska a couple weeks ago, worked on a song. So that should be dropping soon. I'm going to have a video and everything. So I can't wait to show you guys that. It's going to be pretty awesome. I just want to give a thanks to those who listened to my first episode. Thank you so much. I don't know what I really want to say. I think it went pretty well. I do apologize for saying, you know, 60 times. That exact phrase, that truly crazy. That it drove me crazy. It really did. I think I said it a couple of times today, too. And I'm going to work on that. It's a learning experience. And I figured talking about it will help me get past it. Somewhat informative for somebody. You know, Christian hip-hop's not that bad. Oh, I just said it, you know. Wow. Christian hip-hop's not that bad. And then you have, you know, the parents that just think there's no way that there can be Christian hip-hop. It exists. Hip-hop's not all devil music. Clearly what I just played, I don't think Satan is anywhere in there. When I write, I'm not thinking about Satan. I promise I'm not. He is rarely on my mind like that. But people have their opinions. But I hope this was informative for somebody. I want to thank you for listening. And it's always appreciated. I will be bringing another episode next Tuesday. So you just tune in to 4 p.m. And it will be posted, of course, for all those who are fans and whatnot. But I hope this was really, you know, something for somebody, something to listen to, you know, more than just entertainment. I hope some of you guys actually do look up these artists and give them a chance, because they deserve the support. Finish it. I'm about to actually go record a song after this, which is going to be pretty amazing. You'll probably get to hear that soon, too. That'll be saved for, like, later episodes. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. I thank you for Rebirth of Love for giving me an opportunity to do this show. I'm still getting better. I still got some things I need to work on, obviously, but I'm getting there. So I just want to thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a great day. Love you all. I will see you guys. I'm sorry, not see you guys, but talk to you guys next week.